Good morning, Orwell. Today is Thursday, 28th of November, and right now it's hazy on 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast. From low of 24 to high of 29, temperatures will be ranging. We can expect winds from the south at 5 to 25 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict partly cloudy in the evening, then overcast, with the winds from the east at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 69 and will drop on 54% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 28%. Though Cyclone Leha has weakened, its impact will still be felt in some form of the other. In 12 districts of Andhra Pradesh are gearing up to face the wrath of Cyclone Leha, which is expected to make landfall by this afternoon. The state government has declared high alert in the wake of the cyclone. Resident Assembly Service informs us that a study group for participatory working groups and a new selection process for the Working Committee and Auroville Council recently had joined meeting with the Working Committee, Auroville Council and Resident Assembly Service. They came to the following understanding: to postpone the Resident Assembly for a decision on the proposal called previously for Saturday, 30th of November. A new date will be announced after the third general meeting. Secondly, to call for a third general meeting on Monday, 9th of December, in the Unity Pavilion between 4 to 6:30 p.m. because in the previous two general meetings the proposal was presented in detail, while now they want to give a space for questions and answer only and to work all together on a final proposal. There will be no presentation of the proposal on this third general meeting. And thirdly, the Working Committee with Auroville Council have confirmed that they will continue with their service until the selection for a new Working Committee and Auroville Council has been finalized and the new working groups are ratified and in place. On Saturday and Sunday, 7th and 8th of December, at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can participate at Modern Jazz Dance Workshop offered to the community by Margherita, a volunteer from Italy. Following is a short interview with her. Ciao, Margherita.
Ciao.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio. I heard that you are a dancer.
Yes, I'm a dancer since I was 10 years. And I start my passion in Italy, in Milan, where I study for 4 years at the Dance Academy of Teatro alla Scala. And then I...
But you are focused now more on contemporary
forms
of dance.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really focused in modern jazz and contemporary because I get more chance to work in Italy with this kind of dance. Yeah.
And I heard that you would give a jazz dance workshop.
Yeah, at Kripa.
On the 7th and 8th, yeah?
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7 and 8 of December.
On Saturdays, the way I see on the schedule is in the morning and on Sundays in the afternoon, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
How long have you been around?
Here in Auroville?
Yes.
Yeah, since 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, yeah.
And now you are so excited that you want to share your knowledge with us.
Yeah, yeah. I already start with the children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm giving class to the TLC, the learning community. And that's it. I take 2 months for start and look around. Or
so you're planning to stay longer here?
Yeah, until March.
Until March. Mm-mm. Can we expect also the live performance?
Why not? Yes, yes, yeah.
With the children?
Also.
Or you will wait what happened with workshop?
Yeah, why not? We'll see. Yeah.
So with this workshop, who are invited? Who you expect to come? Because sometimes, you know, you got an idea who you would like to come.
Young people, like 20, from 20 years old until also 40, why not? Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm preparing a class for, many people and many levels, so...
You were saying that you would split it. The morning, the Saturday morning on beginners.
Two class. First class for the beginner and the second class not beginner, because maybe there are some people that already do some modern jazz or they are able to dance. So.
And on Sunday, 8th of December, it would be from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah,
also in Creta,
yeah, two classes.
Also two classes.
Yeah, beginners and not beginners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So out of that, you will see if you can do the performance or what is the...
No, I want to start with the workshop. Mm-hmm. For share my skill with other people, and then we see.
You aiming to have more classes?
Yeah, yeah. I would like to make a regular class, mm-hmm. at Creta on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from December.
So this
because I like the workshop, but you know, see a person for one day or 2 days, it's not the same that you see a person and you share your skill for 3 months.
Mm,
with
sure.
With a regular class. I really enjoy more than a workshop.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you you have something, the results. So the aim of this workshop on 7th and 8th of December is more to get to know to the people and people to know you, to see if you can work with them, if I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm,
also,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Orwell? Where did you hear about it?
Actually, we came here because Andrea, that is my boyfriend, know about Auraville. But was, I think the fate, because we were in Sri Lanka, mm-hmm. and after we came here, and why not came to Auraville, so...
So he heard about it before, but not you?
Yeah.
And?
And just, we come here, and when you think, we stay here 1 week, 2 weeks, and after we want to stay here until... for a few months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you think about it, the Orville, the people, whatever is going around, what is the most impressive to you?
Peace.
Peace?
Yeah, okay. Peace and harmony, and between the people, what I see that the people want to stay free, want to stay free of the problem. I don't know, because in staying in the city is not the same that stay here in Auroville with the nature, and I think here the people are follow their road, and they don't want to have problem with other people, and it's a kind of good balance what I see now.
What about the negative traits, like that's something that you saw and you didn't like much?
Negative?
Yeah, like bad?
I think the price of the guesthouse are...
Prices?
This is for me my negative. Yeah. It's sometimes the price is too high for the young people. Yeah, because I'm young, I'm 25 years old, so...
So we need more available spaces, cheaper accommodations, and spaces for newcomers and volunteers. I think you two visited Mira Youth Camp. You're really excited about it, yeah?
Yeah, but the Mira Youth Camp is quite difficult. To live there. What I think, you have to work. You have to. Mm.
Participate.
Yeah, participate all the time. So, you have to choice also. No, I did a choice. I want to do this, to dance and learning other dance and.
Yeah. Have you met any other dancers already?
Not yet, but I want to.
No, Bharat Natyam Odyssey.
Yeah, Kata. I want to go to the Reka.
Reka Tandi?
Yeah, this Friday. Yeah.
She gives classes on Odyssey dance.
Yes. And so because I'm in India, and it's important also to learn some Indian movement. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Margarita, thank you for today.
Okay. Thank
and
you.
See you.
Okay.
So what awaits us this weekend, tomorrow? Visit the center at 8 p.m. Discoveries of Fire, a fire and light performance. which was scheduled past Sunday, but due to the rain, they couldn't do it. And Fire and Light performance was written, and it's gonna be performed by 12 Hour Youth. Because Discoveries of Fire tells a tale of the voyage of fire through humanity. At Pitanga Hall, on Saturday at 8 p.m., Italian Embassy, Italian Cultural Center, New Delhi, and Italian Pavilion are happy to invite all of us to the classical piano concert performed by Maestro Biagio Andriuli. From November 30th to December 15th, Gallery Square Circle, Cala Kendra, in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone presents Antare, an exhibition of paintings on wood by Ala Dul. We are invited to an inauguration this Saturday at 4 p.m. with an opening concert by Nada Prem and Aurelio on viola, bansuri, duduk, voice and percussions. Trogadurs invites us tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in the International Zone to join the World Poetry Movement on Social Justice. That would be a day where they would be reading poetry on this theme of social justice all over the world. On 1st of December at 7:30 p.m. at Ashram Theatre in Pondicherry, everyone is warmly invited to see the play Viziers of Basora, written by Sri Aurobindo and staged by the last year students of the higher course of Sri Aurobindo Ashram School with the help of Christoph. Today and tomorrow, between 9 to 1 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can participate in physical theatre and devised performance workshop. The components of these workshops, it's a course of playfulness, the moving body, devising process. And workshop leaders are Andrea Jimenez, Noemi Rodriguez, Rosine Mahoney. And for more information, we can call Jill on 94-8641-6173. On Saturday and Sunday, on New Croatian Sports Ground, Rural Volleyball Sport Development Group are conducting a rural volleyball tournament with the main goal to produce and encourage the new generation to develop their sports skills in volleyball, which will include young girls, boys and adults from Oroville and its surrounding villages. On Saturday 7th of December, at Unity Pavilion between 9 a.m. to noon, all teachers and facilitators in the field of education are invited to meet and inspire and connect collectively to the dream. The program is for all the Oroville and outer schools. This year, Oroville is organizing the theater play written by Sri Aurobindo, The Viziers of Basora, and Aryamani, the play director, is looking for volunteers to play in some scenes where they need a crowd of people as extra walk-on with no text or very short text. If you're interested, they're asking you to meet them any day in Bharat Nivas Auditorium at back entrance by 7 p.m. except Friday. Saturday, 7 p.m. Bharat Nivas are for special rehearsals with crowds of volunteers, so they're asking us to come. The play will be performed on 14, 15 and 16 of December. At Ecofilm Club Sadhana Force tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Revenge of the Electric Cars, which was made in 2011 and directed by Chris Payne. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish drama, As Luck Would Have It, made in Spain 2011 by director Alex de la Iglesia. And on Saturday there was screened an international drama, Wasted Youth, which was made in Greece in 2011 by director Argyris Papadimitropoulos and with Jan Hogel. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation comedy Family, The Lion King, made in Australia and USA in 2009 by director Bradley Raymond. And later on at Cine Club at 7 p.m. they will screen drama Romance History, Ryan's Daughter, made in UK in 1970 by director David Lean. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The secret of success in yoga is to regard it not to one of the aims to be pursued in life, but as one and only aim, not as important part of life, but as a whole life." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on rvradio.org.